About anything but in everything by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, let your request be made known to God, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Thanks for joining us today. This is the Hour of Intercession. I'm Pastor Joseph Parker. Thanks for listening. We invite you to look with us in the Word of God, specifically the book of Genesis, Genesis chapter 12, beginning at verse 1 again. Genesis chapter 12. Starting at verse 1, and it tells us these words. Now the Lord had said to Abram, "Get out of your country, from your family, and from your father's house, to a land that I will show you. I will make you a great nation, I will bless you and make your name great, and you shall be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and I will curse him who curses you. And in you all the families of the earth shall be blessed." So Abram departed as the Lord had spoken to him, and Lot went with him. And Abram was 75 years old when he departed from Haran. Then Abram took Sarai his wife, and Lot his brother's son, and all their possessions that they had gathered, and the people whom they had acquired in Haran. And they departed to go to the land of Canaan. So they came to the land of Canaan. Abram passed through the land to the place of Shechem, as far as the terebinth tree of Moreh, and the Canaanites were then in the land. Then the Lord appeared to Abram and said, "To your descendants I will give this land." And there he built an altar to the Lord who had appeared to him. And he moved from there to the mountain east of Bethel. And he pitched his tent with Bethel on the west and Ai on the east. There he built an altar to the Lord and called on the name of the Lord. So Abram journeyed, going on still toward the south. Verses 1 through 9, Genesis chapter 12. Lord, we thank you for your word. We thank you for the tremendous gift your word is to us in so, so many ways. Thank you for the opportunity for us to open the word of God and receive the grace, the life, the blessing, the empowerment that comes from spending time in your word each and every day. Lord, move upon the hearts of every single listener. We thank and praise you for each and every one of them. Lord, move on us in such a way, Lord, that each of us would fall in love afresh with your precious and powerful word, that we would come to see the great need for us to be believers who are reading and studying your word every day, listening to you as you speak words of life, salvation, grace, and strength to us, and help us to grow in our understanding of the need for us to be hearers and doers of your word. Lord, we love you, we bless you, we praise you, we thank you. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Thank you for joining us today here on the Hour of Intercession. Again, I'm Pastor Joseph Parker. Today we're specifically looking at the topic of falling in love with the Word of God. Again, falling in love with God's precious Word. Now, let me say as we start off, keep in mind Psalm 119, verse 105, one of my favorite verses says, "Your Word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path." You know, keep in mind, the Bible, God's Word, is the best-selling book in all the world. It's not outsold by any other book by a long shot in the world. But also, God's Word, the written Word of God, God's Word is Jesus, and Jesus is the Word of God. And also, keep in mind, too, nothing prepares you for life better than God's powerful Word. Nothing helps you prepare your family for the Word, to prepare your children for the world and for life than God's Word. And God's Word is a guidebook. It's a book full of wisdom. It's a book of grace. It's a book of insight. It's a means of counseling us how to live a successful life. God's Word is many, many things. So remember, as that verse I just quoted again, Psalm 119, verse 105, "Your Word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path." God's Word is a lamp to each and every one of our feet, and it's a light for the pathway of our lives. Just to ask an important question, if God wrote a book, what would he say? If God wrote a book, what would he tell you about himself? And a very important question following is, if God wrote a book, would you read it? And even if you decided you would read it, how diligently and how faithfully would you read it, and how closely would you pay attention to it? Well, God did write a book, and it's called the Bible, the written Word of God. And if you're wise, then reading and meditating on God's Word will be a high priority in your life. Because remember, God the Father, God our Heavenly Father, He's the creator of the universe. He created all people, all things, all planets, all created things in the world and in the universe. God is the creator. Yet tragically, we live in a world where many people act as if God doesn't exist. They basically, through their life and their lifestyle, ignore God, ignore the existence of God, and ignore, obviously, the Word of God as well. But keep in mind, if a person is wise, not only will we do all we can to come to know the Lord, but we will give it our best and by the grace of God do all we can to run after God in our lives. And one of the key tools that helps you run after God is God's precious Word. God's Word, which is, amongst other things, a guidebook for life. So to every believer listening, I want to challenge you today to fall in love either for the first time or afresh with God's precious Word. Commit yourself to being a faithful student of God's Word. And remember, I, on a pretty regular basis, try to challenge believers to set a goal of reading at least 3 chapters in the Bible every single day. But now keep in mind, if you decide you want more than that, wonderful. You can't get too much of God's Word. God's Word is the source of all grace, the source of all goodness. It's the source of all power. God's Word tells you how to be saved. It blesses us in many, many ways. You know, I think of this. Often in life, people ask the question about opportunities or gifts or blessings that come in their direction. They ask the question, what's in it for me? Well, that's a good question to ask about God's Word, about the Bible. What's in it? What's in the Word of God that's good for us, that'll bless us, that'll benefit our lives? Well, as we start off, let me just share with you a listing I've shared before, but I want to introduce our time by sharing it once again. 10 excellent reasons why you should be reading God's Word every single day. Again, 10 excellent reasons why you should be reading God's precious Word. And keep in mind, these are reasons why you should read, but also to every parent listening, each of these reasons are just as valid as it relates to why you should help your children to read God's Word out loud to you every single day. Again, 10 excellent reasons. Number one, it tells you genuinely how to be saved. The fact is, we live in a world full of different religions. But remember, religion doesn't save anybody. Faith in Jesus Christ does. It's Jesus Christ that He's the Savior of the world, and it's through Him that we come to know our Heavenly Father. And it's when a person has accepted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, that's how they come to be saved and will come to receive eternal life as well. There's no other way. The only means whereby you can get saved is Jesus Christ. And so it tells you genuinely that Jesus Christ is the means whereby we can be saved. He is the door. He is the way. A second reason as to why we should read God's Word every day is because it gives you clear guidance and direction for much of your life. The fact is, we live in a world where many people on an ongoing basis, millions of people are asking the question, why am I here? What is my purpose in life? What is the goal of my being alive and being in the world? Well, the fact is, God's Word will help you know exactly what you're here for. We're here to come to know God and to live for God. Our purpose is to know and to serve God. Our purpose in life is to come to know not only God, our Heavenly Father, but to come to know the call of God upon our lives and to fully fulfill it, the calling that God Himself has given and entrusted to us. So, yes, God's Word gives guidance for much of your life as well. A third reason as to why you should read God's Word every day is because it empowers your prayer life. Now, let me say this very clearly. Prayer is one of the greatest gifts in all of life. And prayer is the means whereby we talk to and communicate with our Heavenly Father. Prayer involves talking with God and listening to God as well. Now, both are very, very important. And, you know, for those that may not realize, but, you know, one more reason as to why God's Word is such a wonderful gift is when you read God's Word, when you read and meditate on God's Word, remember this, reading God's Word is a form and a means of prayer as well. Now, you might say, well, I've never heard that before. Well, you're hearing it now. Reading God's Word is a form of prayer. And if you want to know in what way, well, let me explain. Prayer is talking to God and it's listening to God. It's both talking to God and listening to God. When you're reading and meditating on the Word of God, obviously, you're hearing from God. You're hearing from the Creator of the universe. You're hearing your Heavenly Father. But remember, when God talks to you, He doesn't just give you information. He pours grace, peace, power, life, wisdom, instruction, and encouragement into your life all at the same time. He does all those things and a whole lot more. So when you read God's word again, that's a form of prayer as well. But prayer is also talking to God as well as listening to God. And as we spend time praying and praying according to the word of God, God not only hears our prayers, but as we pray according to God's word, he answers our prayers as well. So when we pray according to the word and the will of God, God is going to hear and answer our prayer. So praying according to God's word is the way whereby every believer is to live a life full of prayer. A fourth reason as to why we should read God's word every day is because reading God's word daily sharpens your ability to hear the Holy Spirit more clearly in your life. Now, keep in mind, as we read God's word every single day, as I've already mentioned, it does many important things for you. Remember, the God of the universe, your Heavenly Father, is talking to you, but he's also pouring grace, peace, power, and counsel into your life. So reading God's word allows us to hear from God on a regular basis, but also it sharpens your ability to hear the voice of the Holy Spirit. Now keep this in mind. The Holy Spirit is always talking. He's always speaking, but it's our job to listen. One of the ways whereby you hear the voice of the Holy Spirit is when you read your Bible, you'll hear the voice of the Holy Spirit and God the Father all talk to you at once. So when you're reading God's word, the Holy Spirit speaking to you there as well. But also the Holy Spirit speaks through other means as well. And so God talks to all of his children every day. Now, if you're a believer and you say, well, God never talks to me, well, I'm going to tell you that's just not true. God's talking to you again every day of your life. But sometimes we don't know it's God. Sometimes thoughts that in your mind are just random thoughts, sometimes that's God speaking to you. But sometimes he may nudge you or give you guidance or direction or just cause an idea to come to your mind. But God speaks to us many times in the course of a day. Now, it does not mean every thought that comes through your mind is from the Lord. Some of those thoughts come from the devil. But the reality is, as you grow in your walk with God, you come to discern what's the voice of God and what's not, what God is saying and what is not the voice of God as well. And so reading God's word daily sharpens your ability to hear the Holy Spirit more and more clearly in your life. So that means the more you read the word of God, the more clearly you hear his voice. You know, on a number of occasions, I've shared this very powerful but true story that happened on the day when 911 took place in New York City. After the first tower had been hit by a plane, in the second tower, initially, many of the people had come down to a certain level, but they stopped there. They were waiting for instructions. Sadly, someone came on the intercom and said, everything's okay, you can go back to your offices. Now, this is a large number of people that had congregated way up in the Twin Tower that was not that was not hit initially. Well, after the person on the intercom said it's okay to go back, there was one young lady who was in the crowd. She heard what was said on the intercom, but she also heard the Holy Spirit tell her something very different from what was heard on the intercom. She heard the Holy Spirit say at that moment, get out of that building as fast as you can and take everyone who will go with you. Well, she had a decision. She had to decide whether she was going to listen to the voice of quote-unquote authority on the intercom or if she would listen to the voice of the Holy Spirit speaking to her. She decided she was going to follow and obey the voice of the Holy Spirit who told her to get out and take everyone who would follow you. She started to yell, we need to get out of here as fast as we can. And she hurried to the stairwell, and about one-third of the crowd that had gathered on that floor followed her to the staircase, and they hurried out of the building. The other two-thirds sadly went back to their offices, and the other two-thirds of that crowd died that day. But this woman and those that followed her safely made it out of the building, and it was a result of her hearing the Holy Spirit speak to her and her obeying. Remember, the Holy Spirit really does speak to all of us. And remember, if you want to sharpen your ability to hear his voice, spend more time reading and meditating on the word of God each and every day. Lord, thank you for the fact that your word blesses us and sharpens our hearing ear, the ear of our spirit. Help us to grow in our love for your word and our commitment to reading and meditating on it every day. We thank you for the gift of your word. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. We'll be right back after this break.
Immediately he made the disciples get into the boat and go before him to the other side while he dismissed the crowds. My name is Abraham Hamilton III, and this is the Hamilton Corner. Here, Jesus instructed his disciples to cross a lake and meet him on the other side of it. As they went, they were met by a violent windstorm that halted their progress. Often in our Christian lives, we receive clear instruction from the Lord, only to be met by an obstacle that halts our progress. We must, however, recognize that the onset of a storm does not cancel out God's instructions. Halted progress does not equal denied destination. When Jesus directed the disciples to go to the other side, he absolutely meant for them to get there. Delay does not equal denial.
Visit the Hamilton Corner on the podcast page at AFR.net for more from Abraham Hamilton III, public policy analyst for the American Family Association.
What does it take to live an uncommon life? Here's former Super Bowl winning coach Tony Dungy with today's uncommon moment.
When I was a player with the Pittsburgh Steelers, we were blessed not only to have men who were great players on our team, but also men with a strong faith in Christ who tried to do everything to honor and glorify God. To them, he was their ultimate coach, and things were different on our team as a result. They wanted to please Coach Knoll, but answered to a higher standard. They were working for the Lord. To a Christian, every day is boss's day because God is the boss you ultimately work for. Let your attitude at work be a thank you note to your heavenly boss today. And whatever you do, believe that God is directing, guiding, and encouraging you.
New York Times bestselling author Tony Dungy. Discover more at CoachDungy.com. That's CoachDungy.com.
Life is never picture perfect. Human beings come in all different shapes, sizes, colors, and abilities. No matter how much we plan, no matter how much we think we're prepared, the unplanned happens all the time. It's how we respond to the unexpected that shows our true humanity. But many do not see the value of every human life. Too many are willing to discard those who don't fit the picture of perfection. Abortion destroys the chance to love and to be loved. We never know what will fill the frames of our lives or how empty those frames can be when we allow exceptions.
Every life is a gift.
Learn more at www.radiance.life.
Music of Commission, the song Secret Place. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on Urban Family Talk today. Our topic specifically is falling in love with the Word of God. And part of our goal is to encourage you, if you're one who's not reading God's Word every day, today is an excellent day to start that very important habit. I like to encourage a goal of reading at least 3 chapters in your Bible every day. If you're already reading, I want to challenge you to increase the amount that you're reading each day. If you read 3 chapters a day, make it 4 or maybe 5 chapters every single day. Because remember, it only increases the blessing. Remember, sometimes when people compare the reading of God's Word to feeding your spirit just like you feed your body, well, that comparison works up to a point. Because the fact is, of course, when you eat a good meal, it nourishes your body. But if you go back for seconds, it might be okay. But if you go back for third and fourths and fifths, after a while, you're going to hurt yourself. Spiritually, no such thing. The fact is, it only increases the flow of blessing and grace into your life. You can't hurt yourself by taking in too much of God's Word. It keeps blessing you and blessing you more and more and more. Remember, God's Word, amongst other things, is like a bottle of grace. It's as if God wants to ask you the question, how much do you want? Do you need more grace in your life? Spend more time reading and meditating on God's Word. Yes, it literally pours grace into your life. And if you'd ask a crowd of folks, how many of y'all need more grace in your life? You're going to get 100% of the hands. So spend time in God's Word, and it'll bless you in that regard. Father, again, we thank you for the wonderful gift of your Word, and thank you for every believer listening today. Lord, stir every heart to grow in their hunger for your Word and their commitment to reading and meditating on your Word each and every day. And Lord, help us as parents and grandparents and those that work with young people to be wise enough to make it a high priority to teach and train and guide our children to read your Word every day so that they too can receive the great blessings and benefits of getting into your Word each and every day. We thank you and we praise you for the wonderful gift of your Word. Bless us in our commitment to getting into it daily. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. We were going over 10 excellent reasons as to why you should read God's Word every day. And the last one we'd mentioned was it sharpens your ability to hear the Holy Spirit speak more clearly in your life. So, again, that's one more reason. The fifth reason as to why we should read God's Word daily is because reading God's Word daily ministers to your mind, body, and spirit. Remember, again, amongst other things, God's Word pours grace into your life, into your body, and your being. And so, when a person is recovering from illness or in the midst of sickness, remember, the Bible also points out that God's Word is medicine to your flesh. I want you to really think about this because keep in mind, God means what He says. And you know, the fact is many people don't really feel like God's Word is really true or that God really means what He says. But I want you to notice this bit of wisdom found in the book of Proverbs chapter 4. And really think about this because this is insightful, but it's eye-opening for us as well. Proverbs chapter 4, specifically beginning at verse 20. Listen to these words of wisdom. My son, give attention to my words. Incline your ear to my sayings. Do not let them depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart, for they are life to those who find them and health to all their flesh. Now listen again to these words of wisdom. Proverbs 4, verses 20 through 22. My son, give attention to my words. Incline your ear to my sayings. Do not let them depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart, for they are life to those who find them and health to all their flesh. Now, keep in mind, again, reading God's Word, it's good for you. It's good for you physically. It's good for you mentally. It's good for you emotionally. It's good for your physical health, emotional health, your mental health. It does many good things for you. Also, remember, God's Word has anointing on it. And anointing enhances whatever's already inside of you. And so it blesses every part of your life. And so we're wise to read His Word. And again, it literally can speed up the healing process in your body. So if you're recovering from illness, spend time reading and meditating on God's Word. It can help you get well quicker. It does many good things for you. So again, it's good for us spiritually, mentally, and physically as well. It ministers your body, mind, and spirit as well. A sixth reason to read God's Word is a related reason. It helps you maintain your mental health as well. I'm reminded of many years ago, I heard Dr. Paul Meyer indicate that he, as a psychiatrist, he said the number one thing you could do to maintain your mental health was read the Bible every day. So if you don't read God's Word for any other reason but so that you don't go crazy, that's a good reason. But the reality is this. Life has stress, and stress is not good for you. And some people don't handle it very well, and you'd be surprised how many people literally snap, their minds snap. They lose their minds over too much stress in their lives. There's no greater means of bringing healing and alleviating stress than God's precious and powerful word. So again, spending time in the Word of God ministers to your mind as well as other parts of your being as well. A seventh reason, again, the sixth reason again was it helps you maintain your mental health. The seventh reason to read God's Word daily is because it increases God's anointing in every area of your life. Again, the anointing is a measured, one way to define it is a measured portion of the Spirit of God. Well, again, if you want the measure of the Holy Spirit to increase in your life, spend more time in God's Word, because clearly it can increase God's Word, God's anointing in every part of your life. An eighth reason is to read why you should read the Word of God daily is because it increases your wisdom in every area of life. Now, the whole Bible, from Genesis to Revelation, is a book of wisdom, but Proverbs in particular is especially a book that has wisdom of proverbs of wisdom to enrich your life, to help you to be a wiser person, to help you receive more and more insight and counsel about specific issues and concerns in life. You know, I'm reminded of this truth that many years ago, Reverend Dr. Billy Graham made a commitment of reading a proverb every night before he went to bed at night, and that blessed him down through the years. That's a wise goal. If you decide, and or parents, if you help your children to read a proverb every single night, remember, you can go through the book of Proverbs in the course of a whole month by simply reading a proverb every night before you go to bed. But it will pour wisdom and insight and understanding in your life in a very productive way. So reading, again, not only Proverbs, though, but keep in mind all of the Bible is wisdom, is the wisdom of God. It's the heart of God. It's the mind of God. So remember, reading God's Word every day, again, increases wisdom in every part of your life. A ninth reason as to why we should read God's Word daily is because it enhances your intellect and your personality. As I said earlier, God's Word has anointing on it, so it enhances what's inside of you. Reading the Word of God daily can literally increase your IQ. Now, if you want to know, well, how many points will it increase my IQ? That's a good question. I don't know, but it definitely can increase it. Why? Because remember, God's anointing enhances whatever is already inside of you. It empowers you to be more effective and more fruitful than you were before. So reading God's Word can make you a smarter individual, and it can brighten your personality and empower your personality as well. And a tenth reason as to why we should read God's Word daily is because reading the Word of God daily pours grace, peace, mercy, and joy into your spirit, your mind, and your life. Again, one of the most productive habits in all of life is reading God's Word every single day. Amongst other things, the Bible, the written Word of God, is the mind of God. It's the will of God, and it's God's microphone into your life. And remember, when God's talking to you, he's not just giving you information. He's giving you wisdom, insight, guidance, direction, empowerment, favor, and many other things. God's Word and reading God's Word and applying his Word brings healing and wholeness to your life. Did you know that? Reading and applying God's Word brings healing and wholeness to your life. Nothing can bring more healing to your life than the Word of God. And so we're wise to make it one of the high priorities of your life to read his Word each and every day. Again, for those persons that are quick to say, well, I'm busy, I don't have time to read my Bible, or it's boring, or I don't understand it, or it's just too much to read. Well, there are all kinds of excuses you can make for anything that you've just decided you don't really want to do. But the fact is, again, if you ask that same question we mentioned earlier in the broadcast, what's in it for me? Well, the Bible is the greatest gift in life. It's the greatest means of life. And so if you are wise enough to start that habit of reading God's Word every day, again, you've blessed your life tremendously. Again, the Creator of the universe wants to talk to you. He wants to save you. He wants to make you brand new. He wants to empower you to be successful in life. And again, that can happen through taking the Word of God and reading it and living by its wisdom and its power every day of your life. So if you're not reading God's Word every day, today is an excellent day to start that very important habit. And if you're a wise believer, you'll make it a habit to not only read God's Word every day. If you're a parent, you will teach and train your children to as well. There's nothing in all of the world that your children need more than God's Word. So again, if your children are just so busy playing video games or playing sports or doing other things, parents, we need to probably just cut some other things out. Because remember, again, our children need the Word of God more than they need the air that they breathe. In fact, it's the Word of God that provides the air that they breathe and everything else that they benefit from. So parents, we're wise to, on a daily basis, to have our children, obviously children that may young and at home, to come and sit down and tell our child, Johnny, Debbie, Greg, Bobby, Sue, Deborah, come read for Dad. Come read for Mom. Have them read three chapters out loud. Now, for those parents that say, well, three chapters is quite a bit, you can read your average three chapters in about 12 to 15 minutes. It really doesn't take that long. They can read through three chapters quicker than they can watch a whole episode of SpongeBob, and it'll do them a whole lot more good. Well, the fact is, having them to read out loud is a very wise thing. A wise parent will do that for their child. And remember, some children a few might respond by saying, sure, Dad, sure, Mom, I'd be glad to read for you. But then again, there would be others that would respond more like, Dad, I'm tired. I don't feel like reading. Mama, I don't like reading. Mama, I'm not up for reading. I want to play my video game. I want to go outside and play. I want to do whatever. It doesn't take long. But remember, one of the most beneficial things, Dad and Mom, you may do today for your child is having them to read the Word of God out loud. I don't know how many times I recall the scene of when my children were younger. I'd have them say, come read. Joseph, come read. Darius, come read for me. Well, too often, they may react like, oh, I don't feel like reading. I'm tired, you know, quick with an excuse. And I remember my youngest in particular, I'd tell him, come on, read anyway. And he'd come and read, but he'd have attitude all in his voice. And his attitude was telling me, I really don't want to be doing this, but I'm doing it just because you're making me. But, you know, I think it never failed that he may start with attitude in his voice, but as he starts to read, even if it happens accidentally, he finds that the Word starts working on his mind and his heart. And when he starts out reading, though attitude may be all in his voice, that slowly drifts away, and after a while you can see he's getting into it. And after a while he may stop and say, Dad, why did he say that? Why did she do that? Why did that man say such and such a thing? And he, without meaning to, the Word of God started working on his mind and his heart, and he got drawn into the wonder of the story found in God's Word. Did you know God's Word does that? It'll do that for children, and it'll do that for grown folks as well. But again, making getting into God's Word one of the high priorities of your life is so important for you and parents. It's so important. It is so important for your children as well. Lord, thank you for the opportunity for us to daily open your Word and to read the wonderful gift that we call the Bible. Thank you for the opportunity to read the stories of wisdom and insight, to read the precepts and the guidelines and the directions you give us through your Word. Thank you for the chance to receive the counsel that comes from spending time in your Word. Lord, with every passing day, help us to grow in our desire to get into your Word. Help us to have a growing hunger that grows with every passing day so that more and more we'll want to get into your Word, listen to you, and draw upon the strength and the grace and the encouragement and the empowerment that comes from spending time with you, one-on-one with your Word. And Lord, help us to know, too, that if we truly love you, one of the ways we can demonstrate our love for you is by simply spending time with you in your Word. Thank you for this wonderful gift we call the Word of God. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. We're looking today at the topic of falling in love with the Word of God. We'll be right back after this break.
My My name is Buddy Smith, Senior Vice President here at American Family Association. I want to take just a moment to say thank you. Thank you for those 1.5 million of you who have signed the petition to boycott the Target Corporation. We believe that together and with God's help, eventually we'll see a new direction for Target.
Visit afa.net/target.
In case you missed it.
Well, I wear my expressions on my face, so Dainty C would know right off if you say something that I don't like.
Okay.
And it could, you know, on my part, it may not even be intentional.
But what if your husband's face is always serious? I never know.
But no, you got that face. Every husband has that disapproval face.
Yeah, they do. Y'all do. You know. That's ridiculous.
Tune in weekday mornings, 6 to 9 Central on Urban Family Talk.
The Awakening on Urban Family Talk.
You know, a bunch of people who thought Obama was the Messiah. There are a lot of people who are kind of treating Trump like that.
Bishop E.W. Jackson.
Folks, I'm not looking for a Messiah. I've already got one. His name is Jesus, the Son of the living God. We put our ultimate trust in him. All other human beings are fallible.
The Awakening, weekday mornings at 9 Central on Urban Family Talk. Just as David's mighty man Benaiah chased down a lion into a pit on a snowy day, Lion Chasers champions uncommon men and women of faith who are unafraid to stand up and speak truth to power in these dark and evil days. Never before has there been such a need for people of faith to draw a line in the sand with the sword of truth. Lion Chasers, the intersection of faith and public policy with Lonnie Poindexter. Weekday mornings at 10 Central on Urban Family Talk.
When you're a farmer, you have to pay attention to what you plant and where you plant it. Dr. Tony Evans says Christians should do the same. He'll take us to Galatians 6, 7 through 8 as we spend 2 minutes with Tony.
He gives what we might call an axiomatic statement. An axiom is a non-negotiable truism. It's the way things are. He says in verse 7, do not be deceived, God is not mocked. Whatever you sow, you reap. You plant corn, you get corn. You plant green beans, you get green beans. You don't plant green beans and get watermelon. It is the way farming works. It is the way life works. You and I can sow to one of these two soils. We can sow to the human point of view, or we can sow to the divine point of view. And he says, this point of view will produce two different crops. The one who sows to the flesh shall reap from the flesh. You will get something back, but what you get back will corrupt you. Then the one who sows to the Spirit will also get something back, eternal life. Now, I know what you're saying. You say, wait a minute, I'm a Christian. I thought I already have eternal life. Well, you do. But the question when it comes to day-to-day living is, does eternal life have me? Eternal life is a quality of life. It is God's life. Jesus says that this is eternal life, that they know me in John 17. Eternal life is a quality of life. It is God in his fullness pulsating through your soul.
Tony has a 10-message series exploring the equipment you need to build a healthy spiritual life. Check out the Spiritual Toolkit when you visit tonyevans.org. Then join us next time for 2 Minutes with Tony.
Watched the sunrise and fell.
You're listening to music from Mandisa, the song God Speaking. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on Urban Family Talk. Again, I'm Pastor Joseph Parker. We're looking today at the topic of falling in love with the Word of God. And our goal and our encouragement to you is that if you're not reading God's Word every day and receiving all the wonderful blessings and benefits of that, today is a good day to start that habit of reading at least three chapters in your Bible every single day. Again, God's Word can bless you in so many ways. And if you're not reading His Word every day, you don't know what you're missing, because you're missing a lot. Because God does so much in the life of any believer that's a faithful student of the Word of God. Yet sadly, if a person is not reading and meditating on God's Word, they're missing out on many of the things God wants to do in you and through you. So you need to be a diligent student of God's Word. In the book of Proverbs, chapter 4, starting at verse 1, it tells us, it says, "Hear, my children, the instruction of a father, and give attention and gain understanding, for I give you good doctrine. Do not forsake my law. When I was my father's son, tender and the only one in the sight of my mother, he also taught me and said to me, let your heart retain my words, keep my commands, and live." God's Word is a guidebook for all of life. Nothing empowers you and guides and prepares you for a successful life like God's precious and powerful Word. So again, any serious disciple of Jesus Christ needs to be a faithful student who studies God's Word diligently. Now, let me say as a practical note to every listener, again, nothing should replace the reading of God's Word. And so reading three chapters a day is a good goal to shoot for. But in addition to that, I would encourage you to get some form of audio Bible that you can listen to, for example, early in the morning when you're getting ready for work or school, or when you're riding in your vehicle, listening to the Word of God. Now, that shouldn't replace your reading. Nothing should replace the reading of God's Word, but it's a great way to supplement your reading. And also, you can cover a lot of ground by simply reading and letting the Word just play while you're doing, you know, while you're, again, riding down the highway, or maybe, as I said, getting dressed for the day. But keep in mind, not only can you benefit from it, but your children can as well. I recall many years ago, once again, when I, as it relates to my own children, having a way back when you had cassette recordings, a recording of scripture. One in particular was a recording of Proverbs. And I recall one particular proverb my children memorized that they found really humorous. But again, just the listening as they were doing other things at home, whether it's getting ready for school or whatever, blessed them, and they received a lot of word in the midst of simply listening to an audio form of Bible. So I would encourage you, whether it's getting a Bible on DVD or on CD, or if you have an audio Bible on your iPhone or whatever you may have, get some form of audio Bible that you can listen to as you do, you know, again, as you're doing other things. That will supplement your reading. But as I said, don't let that replace your reading. Let it be in addition to your regular Bible reading of His Word. Nothing should replace that specific time of reading God's Word every single day. And keep in mind, too, as you do that, as you really do read, it's going to bless and strengthen and encourage you in many important ways. In the book of James, James chapter 1, starting at verse 19, it tells us these words of insight. "So then, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath. For the wrath of man does not produce the righteousness of God. Therefore, lay aside all filthiness and overflow of wickedness, and receive with meekness the implanted word, which is able to save your souls. But be doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. For if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like a man observing his natural face in a mirror. For he observes himself, goes away, and immediately forgets what kind of man he was. But he who looks into the perfect law of liberty and continues in it and is not a forgetful hearer but a doer of the work, this one will be blessed in what he does. If anyone among you thinks he is religious and does not bridle his tongue but deceives his own heart, this one's religion is useless." That was verses 19 through 26. Reading one more verse. It says, "Pure and undefiled religion before God and the Father is this, to visit orphans and widows in their trouble, to visit orphans and widows in their trouble, and to keep oneself unspotted from the world." Now, keep in mind, let me remind you too, there are certain building blocks that you could basically categorize as building blocks that help us to become strong and vibrant disciples. And I'd like to point out three basic ones. And basically, they can be summarized with the word pro, P-R-O. P refers to your prayer life. Every believer needs to have a vibrant prayer life to where we spend significant time with God in prayer every single day. In fact, keep in mind the Word of God says pray without ceasing. In other words, we'd live a lifestyle of staying in touch and close communion where we're talking with our Heavenly Father continually. So your prayer life is a vitally important part of your walk with God. Number one, prayer. Number two, R refers to the reading of God's Word. That is reading and meditating on God's Word. But again, P-R, again, prayer and reading God's Word, and O refers to obedience. So the three letters of the word pro remind us of those three basic areas of discipleship. Three of the building blocks of discipleship are prayer life, the reading of God's Word, and obedience, doing what the Word of God says as well. Those make up the three basic areas of discipleship for every single believer. It's important that we know that, and that we not only know it, we live it, and we teach it. Every disciple should live out these principles and should try to pass them on as well. In other words, every believer is called to live a life full of prayer. Every believer is called to live a life where we're diligent students of God's Word. And where every believer is called to live a life of obedience, obeying what you know. But also, we should regularly challenge and encourage others to do the same thing. That's a part of discipleship. The Great Commission is to go into all the world and make disciples of all nations. So we're to have a lifestyle of not only living this ourselves, but we're to encourage others too. We should encourage others to make prayer a high priority in their life. We should encourage others to read the Word of God daily. We should encourage others to live what they learn as well. So as we do these things again, we'll be the disciple makers God is calling us to be. And obviously, parents, we should clearly be discipling our own children especially. We should be teaching them to be students of the Word of God, teaching and training them to read God's Word. We're to be teaching and training them to be girls and boys of prayer who make prayer a big part of their life. And we're to teach them to live what they learn. I'm reminded of the story of a gentleman who one day he had a small kitten. And this was a true story, but a very interesting story. A gentleman had a kitten that got stuck up in a tree, and he couldn't get the kitten down. It was a small tree, but something had scared the cat, and he just wouldn't come down. So he came up with this bright idea that really wasn't a very good idea. He decided to tie a rope around the tree, which was a small tree, tie the other end around his bumper, and slowly pull his car forward slow enough to slowly pull the tree down enough for him to reach and grab the kitten. Well, his plan seemed to be working just fine. The car pulled slowly forward. He put in park and came around, and he was about to reach the cat. But just before he got there, the rope broke. Well, as you can imagine, the small tree snapped back in place, and that tree became a catapult. It just flung that cat way up far in a far away direction. And he looked and could not find that cat. Well, a few days later, he was in a grocery store, and he saw a woman, and he knew this woman, and he knew she didn't like cats, and she was buying cat food, so he was wondering, well, what's up? And she got to talk to him. She said, well, my daughter asked me for a cat, and I told her, no, you can't have a cat. And I told her, I tell you what, you can have a cat if the Lord sends you one. Well, she had taught her daughter how to pray, and her daughter went in her backyard, got down on her knees, started praying and asking God for a cat. And moments later, here comes a cat, meow, flying through the sky. And you could not convince this little girl that cat was not straight from heaven, and it was the cat God sent. As a result of that prayer, she got to keep that little cat. Well, we serve a God that can answer prayer any way he chooses to. But parents, teach your children how to pray. Parents, teach your children how to pray. Every parent listening, teach your children how to pray. Some of the greatest things they'll accomplish largely through their prayer lives, their trust in God and their prayer lives. Parents, teach your children how to pray. Model a lifestyle of prayer before them as well. And then teach your children to be doers of God's Word and not hearers only. Not only should they read the Word of God, but they should seek to apply it as well. I'm reminded of the story of two little boys by the name of Reggie and Rara. And Reggie told his friend Rara, I taught my dog how to whistle.
And Ra-Ra said, "That's neat. That's wonderful. I've never heard of that before. I've never heard of a dog that could whistle before." But then he got to thinking. He said, "Well, wait a minute. I've been around your dog all day long, and I haven't heard him whistle one time." And he said, and Reggie's response was, "I said I taught him how to whistle. I didn't say he learned it." And see, that's a part of the problem. It's one thing to say you've taught someone something. It's another thing for them to hear it and learn it. In other words, when you've learned something correctly, you're applying it in your life. Well, we're not just to read the truths and insights the Word of God teach us. We're to apply them. We're to live them in our lives, and we should live them, and we should teach our children to do the very same thing, to live them out as well. We're called to be hearers and doers of God's Word, as James chapter 1 points out. We're to be hearers and doers of God's Word. Hearers, and again, simply not only hearing it, but living it out as well. Our time is almost gone, but as we draw to a close, I want to remind you once again an important tool that helps us, again, to both fall in love with the Word more and more and learn better how to put His Word to work in our lives, the tool of the Ten Commandments. You know, it's wise for us to pray the Ten Commandments every single day in our own lives and in the lives of our families as well. Why? Because when you're praying the Ten Commandments, not only are you reciting the wisdom of God's Word, but you're asking God to help you to live it out as well. So I want to invite you to simply pray the Ten Commandments with me. Thank you, Lord, for this day. Help us this day, Lord, to put you first. Help us, Lord, to make no graven images. Help us, Lord, to not take your name in vain. Help us, Lord, to remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Help us, Lord, to honor our fathers and our mothers. Help us, Lord, to not steal. Help us, Lord, to not kill. Help us, Lord, to not commit adultery. Help us to tell the truth. Help us, Lord, to not covet. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. And again, in response to the question we asked early in the broadcast, the question that people often ask about many opportunities in life, they ask, what's in it for me? Well, when it comes to God's Word, there's a whole lot in the Word of God that will bless you, that will empower you, that will make your life richer and be enriched in so many ways. So to every single listener, I want to encourage you to start the habit, if you don't have it already, of reading at least 3 chapters in your Bible every single day. For every parent listening, parents, help your children to read as well. And don't be fooled by the mistake of thinking, well, that's too hard for my child. If your child can read, he or she needs to be reading God's Word and thus receiving the great blessings that come from getting into God's Word every single day. So we need to be doing it. We need to be teaching and training our children to do the same and encouraging others as well. Lord, thank you for the wonderful gift of your Word. Thank you for the chance to read and meditate on each and every day. Lord, for every listener, anoint them afresh with the spirit of a hunger for your Word that would cause them to open your Word and read it every single day. We thank you and praise you. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Thanks again for listening. You've been listening to the Hour of Intercessions. We looked at the topic of falling in love with God's Word. Join us again next time for the Hour of Intercession.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of Urban Family Talk, Urban Family Communications, or American Family Association.
Urban Family Talk. Urban Family Talk.